I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm taking a look at some present-day proverbs, sayings that have wisdom and meaning and can become good reminders of keeping a Jesus attitude in our lives. Recently, I was introduced to this present-day proverb, "Give without remembering, receive without forgetting." Now, this one makes you pause a minute to get the full impact. Give without remembering. That means have a servant heart that delights in giving and does it without even thinking about getting something in return. Paul wrote this to the Corinthians when he said, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Whatever we give, money, time, expertise, a listening ear, should be given joyfully without expecting anything in return, just for the sheer joy of giving. God loves a cheerful giver. That's important to remember, isn't it? When you and I give without remembering, from a servant heart full of joy, God loves it. And Jesus told us it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'm coming to understand that and experience it, I think, more than I ever have before. I wish I'd caught on sooner. But the truth is, if you want to really have some fun and feel good and be blessed, just give something to someone who needs it. And that is especially true when you give without remembering. And then receive without forgetting. Do you remember the story of the time Jesus healed the 10 lepers? These men were outcast, and they stood at a distance calling out to Jesus, "Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, Jesus healed them of their leprosy. How big a gift was that? One of the 10, who was a Samaritan, not even a Jew, came back and threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, but not the other 9. So Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" It's hard to believe that those 9 just took this incredible gift from Jesus and received without remembering. Jesus found it hard to believe also. You and I, as Christ followers, should be thankful people who never forget to say thanks for what we receive from God and anyone else. Truly, thankful hearts should be our hallmark, and it should be expressed as often as possible. Give without remembering and receive without forgetting. I hope that present-day proverb sticks in your mind. Our Tuesday night Zoom Bible studies have begun now, and we are studying the book of Joshua. You can register for this at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. I hope you will join us.